UNC's once promising season came collapsing down around it Thursday night in Greenville, as the Tar Heels blew a 19-point lead in the second half of an 82-78 overtime loss to number 11 seed VCU. The historical implications of the loss are staggering. It's the second consecutive loss in the tournament's round of 64 for UNC, something which has never happened before. It's just the fourth overall loss for the program in the round of 64, though three of those have come in the last six seasons. UNC has not reached the tournament's round of 32 in three of the past four seasons, including one year where the Tar Heels missed the field entirely. Several factors contributed to Carolina's shocking collapse, many of which had been plainly evident throughout the season and head coach Hubert Davis's 5 years in charge of the program. The most glaring issue, particularly in light of how Thursday's game ended, was UNC's mediocrity at the foul line. Carolina finished just 12 of 20 on free throws, including three critical misses from Seth Trimble and Henry Vessar in the overtime period. Vessar went to the line with less than 10 seconds left and UNC trailing by two, needing to make both to keep the Tar Heels alive. He missed the first, then intentionally missed the second in an attempt to get the rebound. Here's what Vessar had to say afterward.
I didn't execute when it mattered the most. Gotta work on free throws, gotta work on executing stuff, just being man enough to do it in a moment. We had multiple times, possibilities to win the game or put it away, and we just didn't do that. So they were the better team, they played better. Hat off to them, congrats.
The free throw issue goes hand in hand with another disturbing trend which had revealed itself throughout the year and which came home to roost in Greenville. The Tar Heels' tendency to let big leads slip away. Carolina did so and survived several times this season. Against Louisville, UNC led by 16 and only won by 3. Against Syracuse, it led by 32 and only won by 10. And at Stanford, Carolina held a lead for nearly the entire game before the Cardinal came roaring back to steal a win in the final minutes. Some of UNC's offensive woes in the second half could be connected with its unusually tight substitution pattern. Only six Tar Heels played in the second half, the five starters plus Jonathan Powell off the bench. Zayden High and Kyan Evans had appeared in the first half and played key minutes in helping UNC to establish a lead, but Evans did not play at all in the second half or overtime. High only re-entered in the final seconds of the extra session as an emergency rebounder. Trimble admitted the Tar Heels were fatigued toward the end of the game, but didn't say that was a deciding factor in the loss.
You get tired during a game. It's simple as that. You get tired, but we've been in that position many times this year, so it wasn't anything new for us.
For his part, Davis said he did not sense his team was fatigued. Here's an exchange he had in his post-game press conference.
Did you sense that your team got a little bit tired there?
I did not. I didn't.
Hubert, why did you go to just a six-man rotation in the second half?
Because that was my decision.
In Davis's five seasons, Carolina is just 26-43 in Quad 1 games, as defined by the NCAA's net metric. That UNC is well below 500 against the best of the best in college basketball is more than enough reason for concern. And it's one of a number of reasons the calls for change have grown louder. And after Thursday's historically bad loss, in which a number of underlying issues were laid bare for the world to see, those calls will only get louder. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.